I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in from 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com, Steve Hellwagon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Headed to the stadium now. We're going to have a little bit of a tailgate. My wife's a Miami grad, and she's got some friends coming, so... Yeah, it's another in-state battle for the Buckeyes, and see if they can take care of business again today.
Man, you know, shout out to her. You know, Oxford, we'll support her. You know, I'm a Bobcat. She's fine with me, though. but, you know, this game, ESPN, I think they have them as a 99% chance of them winning this game. I'll go ahead and just tip it over the scale and say there's a 100% chance of them winning this game. Ohio State is playing way too well. I learned my lesson in saying that Cincinnati was going to give them some sort of very tough fight. Cincinnati is way better than Miami. You know, I definitely see, you know, Ohio State coming out and establishing what they did last week against Indiana. And they came out and they looked like they're focused. What are you seeing from this game with Ohio State, and what have they been able to do to stay as focused against lesser opponents these early off in the season?
Yeah, I think Coach Day, in his comments to the media, has talked about how you may think you've played a perfect game when you beat Cincinnati 42-0, go out to Indiana and really play well on the road, 51-10. They blew them out. And you may believe that it's a perfect game and there aren't things to fix, but he said, when you put the tape on, there's always something there that needs to be corrected. I know Justin Fields, the quarterback, was 14 of 24 passing last week. I think my math, I think that's around 58 or 59%. And they're actually shooting for something closer to the mid-60s with that. I know it's not a huge difference or a huge deviation. He said his footwork was a little bit off last week, so... when he gets out there today against Miami, he's got a perfect opportunity to really concentrate on his footwork. Footwork is very important, obviously, for the quarterback. That's how you drive the ball down the field. Anybody, any coach worth his salt would tell you that the quarterback's only as good as his feet. And that's something that Fields will be working on today. So even though it seems, and it is a lopsided game, it appears to be, there are still plenty of areas that Ohio State can perfect before they get back into the meat of Big Ten play. Next week at Nebraska is going to be a tough one, and then back home with Michigan State the following week for both those are night games. So some tough challenges coming up, and they just need to stay on course.
When you look at this game, this is an opportunity. I love these games. For when you're playing a team that you know you're supposed to beat, we call these stat stuffer games. We call these get your name in the paper games. We call these, hey, everybody gets to play games. Look across the board. There might be some guys that are going to get an opportunity to play in this game because the Buckeyes are favored by 39.5 points. What are some guys that, we may have not gotten a look at so far this season that may get an opportunity to play in this game that you think could be guys that could contribute down the line as Big Ten play rolls along and starts to get started that may contribute and be key contributors moving forward?
That is a great question, and I think about a couple of things. First of all, the NCAA is allowing freshmen to play up to four games without burning their red shirt. So some of the guys probably have already gotten into at least one game, whether it was Florida Atlantic or Cincinnati. They didn't travel as many guys. You only travel 70 or 75 guys when you go on the road in the Big Ten. So when you look at it, some young guys – make it a chance to play without burning their red shirt year. And that's important for morale and keeping the guys happy, you know, to go to practice and make the varsity team that much better each week in practice, As far as some younger guys, I think you have to start with the defensive end, Zach Harrison. He's a freshman. He had his first career sack last week in Indiana, and he's going to get more opportunities today. Tyreek Smith, the outstanding defensive end from up there at Cleveland Heights, he's not going to play today due to an injury he suffered last week against Indiana. We're not sure how many games he might miss, but he is out this week. Also, Robert Landers, outstanding defensive tackle, will not play this week either. So some opportunities opening up for some other guys, some younger guys. Over on offense, I think you've got to be intrigued by the running back, Master Teague. He went over 100 yards last week, backing up J.K. Dobbins, who almost went for 200. So Teague will have some opportunities running the ball in relief of Dobbins today. Perhaps Marcus Crowley as well will get a chance, a true freshman. And then Garrett Wilson. We've heard so many things about him as a true freshman wide receiver. Caught a touchdown in the win over Cincinnati, but really hasn't done a whole lot else. Maybe this is a game where they get him into it in the second half and he can build on what he did in that earlier game. So you've got three or four guys there. They'll have some linemen who will get some prolonged activity on both sides of the ball that can only help them as they build their depth and go forward. I mean, you never know when an injury like that Tyreek Smith situation will come up, and Zach Harrison's got to be ready to step right in.
Talking to Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and BuckNuts.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When you look at this game, and one of the play that I'm really looking at this year, you look at a guy like Malik Harrison who looks like he's taking the next step. There was an article in Cleveland.com talking about, could he possibly be, you know, the best, one of the best linebackers in the country? You know, that team last year struggled at that position. We talked a little bit about it last week, but this week, you know, people are starting to notice a tremendous jump from, you know, last year to this year. What do you see out of him? And could he possibly be, you know, headed towards a special type linebacker at Ohio State?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we really saw it with him at the end of last season with the way he played, probably against Maryland, Michigan, Northwestern, and then Washington in the Rose Bowl. His last four or five games last year were outstanding, like the light bulb came on for him at midseason. Ohio State's been through various linebacker coaches. Luke Fickell was his coach when he was a freshman. Bill Davis the last 2 years with Urban Meyer as the head coach. And now Al Washington, who came in from Michigan. And obviously Al Washington's a Columbus guy. He recruited Malik Harrison at Michigan as well. So they've got a really good rapport. Malik Harrison's a Columbus City League kid from Walnut Ridge here. And he has really come into his own. I think all Big Ten is certainly within the cards for him, and he may get some All-American mention if he can continue to do it. And he is really excelling and getting upfield and creating issues in the backfield, finding the ball carrier, coming on an occasional blitz. And he'll get a sack every now and then, probably about every other game he's getting a sack, and he's getting 1 to 2 tackles for loss in every game. And those are huge plays. I mean, when you think about it, a team gets 10 or 12 possessions. And last week, through three games, Ohio State's got 14 sacks. That's 5 negative plays a game right there that have marred nearly half of your possessions, if you can make those kind of plays. Because now you're behind and down in distance on half of your possessions in a full four-quarter game. And to me, those are the plays that really change things, make teams put them on edge, and now they got to try and force it in there. The Buckeyes would love to get more interceptions on their total, and I think Harrison's part of that, either dropping into coverage or getting pressure on the quarterback, one or the other. He really brings the heat and really puts pressure on the opposing quarterback. The Buckeyes have only had 1 interception per game so far, maybe today. Going against a true freshman, Brett Gabbert. His brother is Blaine Gabbert, who played at Missouri and is, I believe, now with Tampa Bay with the NFL. His younger brother, obviously, getting a chance to play for Miami. He's done some nice things. in their three games. They opened with Iowa. They lost to Iowa 38-14, but it was a close game at halftime. Last week they lost to Cincinnati 35-13, but it was a close game at halftime. So the two primary teams that they played to date, they gave them a tough challenge for two quarters before the depth and the size and the speed just kind of wore them down in the second half. We'll see if the Buckeyes get off to that fast start. I think it was Florida Atlantic the first game. They were up 28-0 after 9 minutes and then kind of let off the gas pedal. We'll see what kind of game this turns out to be today.
Last question really quickly here. Looking at assuming that Ohio State takes care of business against Miami, another Big Ten game this week. We got Michigan and Wisconsin at 11 versus 13. Some implications in the Big Ten. What are you looking for in that matchup, and who do you like in that game at Camp Randall?
Well, you know, Wisconsin was coming off a rough season last year, and they came right out of the gates. They've outscored their two opponents, which I think were Central Michigan and South Florida, 110-0. No one has scored a point yet against them. They have kind of a no-name defense. We're going to start to get the names of some of these guys on this Wisconsin defense. They're emerging. You got Jonathan Taylor at running back, Jack Cohn at quarterback. Michigan has looked very underwhelming. Middle Tennessee, and then obviously had to go double overtime to beat Army in week two. Both teams had a week off, 14 days to prepare for this. I'm not sure how Michigan goes into Camp Randall Stadium and wins this game unless they make a huge leap on offense. Their offense has been stuck in neutral. So I want to see today whether they can muster some offense against one of the top up-and-coming defenses in the country, in my mind, with Wisconsin. That's going to be a fun game at noon, a lead-in to Ohio State at 3:30, and also Michigan State Northwestern on the card today as well. Michigan State's got to bounce back from losing to Arizona State. So a lot of storylines in Big Ten football today.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. We'll check back in. Hopefully we get the win. We'll check back in, recap what happened this week, and look forward to next week. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care.
All right, appreciate you, man. That was Steve Hellwagon of 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts.com. And, of course, all guests appear on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.